mercy from God the Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The text selected for our consideration this morning is the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verse 28. Our Lord says, "When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near." Dear saints of God, who await the full revelation of your sainthood at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, even children can tell by the signs of the time that someone is coming. Bright colored lights are found in the streets, in stores, in our homes, and on Christmas trees. The stores and malls are full of ruthless shoppers and shoplifters. The aroma of cookies wafts the air of our kitchens. Yes, such signs as these show us that someone is coming soon. So you better not shout, you better not pout, you better not cry, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Children react quite differently at times when they consider the coming of Santa Claus. At times, children are very fearful because they know that they have been naughty and that they won't find anything underneath the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. And there are other times that children are very confident and very pious. They think that, yes, I have been good throughout the year. Santa Claus will certainly give me my favorite toy, my peachy train, or a doll. And yet there are other children who could care less about Santa Claus and who don't really believe in Santa Claus. And what's the difference? He's going to get the gifts anyway. And yet there are other children who are eager and await the arrival of Santa Claus, knowing that even though they have been naughty throughout the year, Santa Claus will come, and Santa Claus will bring them many fine gifts. These are the children who lay awake at night on Christmas Eve, just waiting to hear the footsteps of Santa Claus or his merry ho, ho, ho. Some of you are probably thinking, what is this guy doing? I didn't come here to hear about Santa Claus. And you are right. And before I get accused of being a pagan, let me assure you that this is merely used as an illustration. Just as children know by the signs of the times that Santa Claus is coming, we as Christians know by the signs of the times that Jesus Christ, the Savior, is coming again. Even though some men, in their vain attempts, would try to make this world a utopia, we know that this is an impossibility. The world is becoming more chaotic and more corrupt, bringing ever more close the revelation of Jesus Christ's second coming in glory. The world is coming to a cataclysmic end. And yes, we can know for sure that Jesus is coming. When? We do not know. All we know for sure is that yesterday, the last hour, and the last minute bring his approach that much closer. Even this very day, we may see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and with great glory. Just as children react at times differently to the coming of Santa Claus, man reacts differently to the coming of Jesus Christ. We can call these reactions, the postures of expectation. Let us begin by looking at the posture of man by his sinful nature. First of all, sinful man has the posture of fear and despair. Man in this posture realizes that he could not possibly do all the things that God requires in his law. So he shirks in fear and knows that there will be nothing awaiting for him on that last day when Jesus returns in glory. Only hell. This despair is even more confounded by the great deceiver that is manifest on airwaves of radio and television, who proclaims that Jesus Christ is coming soon and you better perfect your life, or you're going to get clobbered with eternal condemnation. When man knows that he cannot perfect his life and therefore cannot earn by merit the glories of God and salvation, man trembles at the thought of Christ's return. Yet another posture of sinful man is the pompous posture of false confidence. Men in this posture have the vain hope that because of those fine things and those fine attempts at being good in their lives, God will surely merit them. That when Jesus comes again, he'll pat us on the head and say, "Oh, what fine work you did. What a fine preacher you were. What a fine husband you were. What a fine wife you were." And yet, there is another posture of sinful man, of unbelief and unconcern about the return of Jesus Christ. Sinful man at this time do not believe in Jesus Christ and could care less about his return. Sinful man in this posture only looks to those things that can satisfy the self. So he chases those lusts of the world and grabs the gusto of his life. Dear friends, these postures of sinful man will not stand in the last day, but they will fall. The posture of fear will have their very fears manifest. Those in the posture of false confidence will have their false confidence put to shame. And those who are unbelief and unconcern will be sent to everlasting perdition in hell. This is unfortunate, but this is not where the story ends. This is not where God's story for you and for me ends. Thank God that by his grace we are given yet another posture. And he gives us this ability to have this posture of faithful expectation. When we are in this posture, we know, we acknowledge that we do not deserve to stand before God because of our own work, but yet we stand. We stand before God knowing that we are counted righteous before God because of Christ. We lift up our heads not to our own glory, but to the glory of Jesus Christ. We look up at that cross, at the impaled figure of Jesus Christ, and see that his blood is what paid for our sins. That it is his blood that earned our salvation. And so we lift up our heads to the glory that comes to us, the redemption that is drawing near. And like eager children on that Christmas Eve, we wait eagerly knowing that Jesus Christ will reveal our salvation, our redemption is drawing near. And each day brings us that much closer. This posture of faithful expectation is what Christ desires for us, his children, when he says, when these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your head, because your redemption is drawing near. Therefore, dear friends in Christ, have we ourselves been found in the posture of fear and trepidation? Because we cannot satisfy the demands of God, because we cannot earn our own salvation? Have we found ourselves also in the posture of self-confidence, of falseness? That we can believe that because of our own goodness, because of those own fine things that we've tried to do, God will pat us on the head and give us salvation? Or have we at times fallen into unbelief and unconcern about Jesus' return and only focusing our attention on those vain things of this world? I have. I have found myself in all three of these postures. And yet I thank my God that he has given me yet another posture to stand in, that he has given me this faith that I can stand in this posture and expect my Lord on that last day. Dear friends, let us stand up. Let us stand before God knowing that our salvation is ours, not because of what we do, but because of what Christ has done. Let us lift up our heads, focusing our attention on the Christ who came to die on the cross, and the Christ who comes to give us redemption, the Christ who comes who will reveal his glory, who will bring us into the eternal habitations of God, who has won for us our salvation from sin, from death, from eternal destruction. Dear friends, let us rejoice and be glad. Our Lord is coming. Our redemption is drawing near. It may even be today. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, in faithful expectation to that day of his return. Amen.